ES Audio. From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rachel Abbott, and this is The Leader. Today we're giving you some bonus content taken from our business show, How to Be a CEO. It's an opportunity to hear from the most powerful people behind some of the world's biggest brands. This is actually a cut-down version of the full episode. To hear the full thing, you'll need to hit the link in the show notes. Find a new episode of How to Be a CEO every Monday morning, and why not give it a rate, review, and follow whilst you're there. Now, let's begin.
Houses, great big ones with massive gardens and telephone number sales prices. We all go online and have a look at them. It's fun, it's aspirational. Look at that floor plan. One day, maybe. That's why we're in business, right? It's also dead interesting looking at how much the one up the road sold for. And you know who else does that? The CEO of Zoopla.
Clearly, I would call it quality control on the product. I think anyone interested in property, and I've always been absolutely passionate about property long before I came into this job, would be lying if they didn't say that they spend some time looking around the digital portals.
Charlie Bryan's been running the property portal for 4 years. He knows how people use it, but he also knows the housing and renting markets are being squeezed by the cost of living crisis. I'm David Marsland from the Evening Standard, and we're talking to Charlie over Zoom. He's in the office, and we're going to be speaking about his reservations about hybrid working. But before that, I want to know what's going on with the housing market that, like so many sectors, has been put through the ringer over the last couple of years. Charlie, let's start with
the housing market itself. I was having a look at what the latest is on the housing market. It's up, it's down, it's expanding, it's crashing. From Zoopla's perspective, how is the housing market right now?
The housing market right now is actually really strong. If you go back to the financial crisis in 2007, 2008, we reached a new normal where about 1 to 1.1 million houses a year have changed hands. Last year, on the back of obviously the COVID lockdown, we saw that jump by 40, 50% to near 1.5 million. And there is still a desire from people to find more space, to move to other areas. There's nothing quite like locking people in their homes for the best part of a year for them to realize that it maybe isn't exactly the place they wanted. So we're still this year going to see really strong numbers. It'll still be about 1.3 million this year. But interest rates are rising, mortgages are becoming more expensive, and that's certainly going to give a pause for thought.
One thing I think might be interesting, you may not know the answer to this, but has that move to home working for so many people affected how they're looking at buying houses? And I mean, not just like people moving out of the city and heading into the suburbs and other areas that we saw, but are they actually looking at things like, can I build a home office in here now?
Absolutely. We did some work actually looking at how search terms had changed, and things like, you know, garden sheds and home office and extra space certainly figure. So people without doubt are thinking differently about what they use their home for and what their home has to cater for. You know, roll back to early 2021 and everyone wanted to be out of town, staring at the green fields, hearing the cows moo in the morning. But actually the reality is, people are sociable individuals. They want to go to restaurants, they want to go to bars, they want to theaters nearby or whatever else. So we are definitely seeing a return in interest to being in the city.
Did people use Zoopla differently during lockdown? I mean, obviously all your estate agents, things were closed, there weren't very many sales going through, but were they looking at things differently? Were they using the site differently? How did you have to react and change things?
We certainly saw people using the site a lot more. People certainly turned first to a digital source of information, whereas previously they may have wanted down their high street looking in estate agents' windows or whatever else. You certainly saw the search terms change. So people were looking for more specific things. But I think the real change that we saw is the rise of things like virtual viewings or guided viewings or 360 tours that enabled people to get a much better feel for a property before they went to visit it. And I think that's going to become a new norm. There's no replacement for actually going in person to see and view a property. But being able to get a much better idea of what you're going to find before you turn up there, I think is a real positive coming coming out of COVID.
That's really interesting then. So all that technology that, was already there was starting to get used more then. Are you looking now at different ways of, I guess, giving people that virtual experience?
Yes, we are. It continues to evolve. As you say, it was there before COVID. It had evolved before COVID and continues to evolve. I would say two really important things, though. The first is, if you speak to an estate agent, they will often tell you that we have customers coming along, they come to look at a property, the property is not right for them, but in accompanying them on a visit for a property which is not necessarily right for them is a huge eye-opener to the estate agent as to what is right for that particular home hunter. And it does then help the estate agent find the right property for them. So it's a really important part of, if you like, closing the circle on finding that perfect property. You know, you can often be put off by a floor plan because it doesn't meet a preconception you may have, or you may be put off by the photograph of a particular room. But actually, we all know from our own experiences that when you get to a property, it's all about how it feels to you, what the area is like, and you have that natural sixth sense of this is right for me and this is not. And that's really difficult to get from just a virtual viewing.
So you took the job as CEO of Zoopla, I think 2018, was that right?
Yes, that's correct. I took over from the founder of Zoopla when Zoopla was taken private, having previously been a listed company by private equity investors in mid-2018.
So that's about 4 years. You'll be coming up to your fifth anniversary. Have you done what you set out to do? What big changes have you managed to make there?
I don't think the job's ever done, I have to be honest. I think, are we pleased with some of the things that we've managed to achieve as a team during the last 4 years? Absolutely. You know, we had a bit of a hiccup during those 4 years in the shape of effectively 18 months disruption through COVID. Touch wood, I think we're largely out of that now, although obviously the economic reverberations of COVID are being felt by all industries. But yes, really happy with some of the progress we've managed to make, but really excited with some of the things we still have to come.
Okay, let's go to the ads, during which I will absolutely not be looking at a three-bed terrace near Victoria with a £3.25 million price tag. I have absolutely no interest in its luxurious master bedroom and its walk-through wardrobe. It has its own private parking space. Okay, to avoid temptation, why don't you give us a rate and review on your podcast provider?
Now, Charlie, do you ever just pop onto Zoopla just to have a look at a house, any house, anywhere? Just go, I wonder what that looks like, and what's over there. And just do you get caught in a Zoopla rabbit hole like lots of other people do, just looking at houses?
Well, clearly I would call it quality control on the product, but I think anyone interested in property, and I've always been absolutely passionate about property long before I came into this job, would be lying if they didn't say that they spend some time looking around the digital portals, just understanding what's out there, what's happening in the market, what's new, what's going on in the neighborhood. And, you know, it's a very big part of what we want to do at Zoopla is to actually encourage that, but in a much more structured way. And so actually realize that a site like ours has so much more importance beyond just find. The majority of people come to sites like ours when they're looking to find their next property. But actually in the UK today, the majority of renters stay in a property for 4 years. The majority of owners now stay in a property for 18 to 20 years. And there is so much more that we can provide them throughout that life cycle that's interesting to them. Not just understanding what's going on in their local area or what's happening to the value of their property or what local planning permissions are happening, but also helping them in terms of maximizing the value of their property and minimizing the running cost. So actually for us, it's really intentional to get people to be cruising around Zoopla, even if they're not intending to move within the next 3, 6, 12 months.
So how then do you get people to specifically go to Zoopla? Because, you know, even in your time, more rivals have come up. There's a lot of websites out there all looking to attract people's attention. What makes you stand out?
I think the big differentiator for us is data. the data we have access to and how we then use that data. And, you know, most evidently for us is the valuation of the property. Zoopla, ever since it started back in 2007, has been known as a place that you could go to and you could look to see the value of your property and the value of properties around you. And so we have a heritage in providing good, accurate, intelligent data to people to help them make decisions around their home. And in fact, when we talk internally about our purpose, we say that our purpose is to reimagine intelligent home decisions for all. And so it all rests in the data. And we're lucky that we get data not only from the vast amount of traffic that we get to our site every day, but we also have a number of other businesses around the property space that enable us to build up those databases to provide really intelligent information to both estate agents and house builders and mortgage lenders, as well as consumers.
That was Charlie Bryant from Zoopla. For the best interviews, news and analysis, head to standard.co.uk or check out the Evening Standard newspaper. How to Be a CEO is back every Monday morning. Start your week with us. I'll see you soon.